Have you ever attended church on Maundy Thursday? After the washing of the feet, the altar is stripped and the furnishings are carried out by the priests in silence. As the lights are turned down, we are confronted with the image of a worship community laid bare in abandoned despair and solitude. To complete the process, it's occurred to me that the final step should be for the clergy to carry one another out of the church, horizontal, feet first. On Maundy Thursday, we are faced with the real image of an empty church where the living flame of Jesus has been extinguished for a time. I bring this up because it means that every year on Good Friday, we come to this empty and barren church without the gifts and support of the congregation. The Church of St. Michael and St. George would look like this every day. In time, I've learned quite a bit about the church's pledge income. Here are some of the highlights. We have very generous parishioners who last year together pledged over $1.6 million. Some pledges are larger than others. In fact, 20 of those pledges make up 35% of the budget, 20 out of 300 of the pledges. Together, they make up almost $600,000. It's a blessing to have these pillars of the church to support us, but we need to widen our base so that we're not so dependent on specific individuals. We also need to motivate pledging among new groups. The group of parishioners most likely to pledge is in their eighth decade of life. In the 20 to 39 year age group, we have 11 pledges. There are clearly more than 11 families in that age range. About one-third of families pledge. The average pledge is $4,900. Surprisingly, that number is about the same for every decade of age. Now, I realize that number can be intimidating, but I think it can be useful in a way. When we joined the church, we looked at the average to help us decide where to place our first pledge. And pledges of all sizes strengthen and widen our community of pledgers. Making small pledges at first increased my comfort level, and over time that average pledge started to not look so daunting. Most importantly, my pledge told me that I belonged here and that I was a member of this community. Now, I've talked to several parishioners who say that they give but don't feel comfortable with the pledge. I want you to know that pledges can be changed if circumstances arise that require it, and your gift helps much more if it comes as a pledge. A pledge of any size compared with a gift of the same size given as a loose offering in the plate lets us anticipate that gift and build it into the budget. A pledge tells us how much we can do this year. A pledge lets us do something that Jesus would definitely dislike, which is to give you a tax letter for the IRS. Another idea I've heard in my stewardship journey is that parishioners hold back from pledging because they don't like the direction the church is going. Speaking to that, please remember to take the parish-wide survey that's been sent out. The goal is to have 100% participation. In a large parish like this one, it's unlikely that everyone will be happy with every aspect of worship, music, governance, climate control. Our largest expenses are fixed. Other expenses are a natural product of our success. We won't conduct our stewardship campaign with our head hung low, burdened by the high cost of our programs. That's the exact opposite of how Jesus asks us to build his kingdom. We do our stewardship with zeal and enthusiasm. I hope the congregation sees our program as ambitious. That is exactly what Jesus wants it to be. We want to continue holding high church here, summoning the breath of God through music, inspiring our youth, feeding our hunger and others to hear and tell God's story. The success of our program should inspire confidence that your investment will be well used. Now, this month, we'll hear three more testimonials that I hope will inspire you to reflect on the idea of stewardship. I want you to know that we'll also be conducting a canvas this year. If you're contacted by a canvasser, please view them as a stewardship educator. They can present the nuts and bolts of pledging, answer your questions. They've been given a number of names to call upon, and they've been charged by the church to remit these families' pledge cards directly into their hands. I hope you'll meet with your canvasser if contacted, and I hope that speaking with them will be a blessing that will draw you into closer fellowship as you consider pledging to support our work here. This church was given to us by those who came before. Stewardship is keeping it alive tomorrow for all of us and for those who follow us. In Christian fashion, this is something we must do together. Together we give. Please remember to take the survey.